Hello, this is Victoria, and you are listening to the Voice of Change radio show with Victoria Christine. I am your host, and today we're just briefly chatting about children and the contribution that children be. And I will start by saying that this is a bit of a vulnerable radio topic for me. As a recovering control freak, so to speak, I've noticed that a lot of the things that I had on the back burner as ideas for business, for my business, and in the world were because, oh, well, you know, I have a four-year-old and that won't be possible, or, you know, kind of using her as an excuse for what I was unwilling to receive as a potential contribution from her and with her. And I looked at that, and there's two places that I've been growing and looking at creating different possibilities. Is that number one, it really does take being willing to go for more, far more out of control than I've ever been before in my receiving, and go out of the form structures and linearities that I have solidified in my world. And then the number two is when I'm really willing to receive my four-year-old's contribution, I realize that it goes beyond all of the societal, cultural points of views about children. And I'm aware that there's a way that we can be with children that hasn't quite, that is still quite rare in the world. And what if we could start to acknowledge the gift that the children in our lives can be to whatever we're desiring and creating and having, and like ask them to contribute? And this goes beyond the logical mind. And what I mean by that is, hey, Sammy, like, so my four-year-old's name is Sammy. And I say, so, you know, we're going to be going to Costa Rica to a Choice of Possibilities access class. And what would it take for us to get there? And can you contribute to us having the money with total ease? And so I allow, and I talk to her and her body, like, yeah, like you can contribute. And I have no idea, like, I want to preface this by saying to you, the listener, I have no idea how that's going to look. I have no idea how that's going to show up, but I'm willing to ask her. Because I know I've seen in the past where she, like a night before the last Choice Possibilities class I attended with her in Washington, D.C., last July 2016, she told me very loudly in her being, not like verbally, but her being like, I'm coming. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to trust it. And Sammy, and then I asked her, so will you contribute the money to theirs? Like, I don't know, $600 airplane ticket round trip for you that's going to... She said, absolutely, yes. Like, her energy was all over that. Like, and so I just knew, like, as I'm leaping off the cliff here, that she would not only have my back, but have her back, and the money would just show up. And I let go, and then I got some ideas about what to do to, and she pulled in basically someone that paid us, you know, $550 for a service. So, and I knew it was related to her contributing to making our futures greater, and then I could be alone. And that, like, so all of the ways that your children, or that you've refused the gifts of the children, or that, okay, so there's a lot on this topic, so, but let's just start to carve out a little bit of it, because obviously this is a much larger issue, and anything we can talk about at all is going to contribute to a greater future for this whole topic. So anywhere where you've been unwilling or to receive your children's contributions, whether they're a niece, nephew, your own children, or whatever, in your lives, would you be willing to destroy it and create all of that? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, bottle, nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. And what kind of world would it be if we acknowledge the power and the potencies of the children in our lives, and that they have everything they require in order to get whatever they desire and have whatever it is they require. And it really is out of your control. So it's, like I say, just being willing to acknowledge the gift that they are and can be, and will you receive that? And then would you be willing to step out of control? Thank you. And anything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. I had a friend over a week or two ago, and I was saying, you know, like, I have all these things I want to do, and my babysitter situation has changed because it just wasn't light to use this person anymore as a babysitter, like, 3 days a week when I had been, you know, working on some of my business offerings or whatnot. And besides, we had a talk about chaos, the good kind of chaos, which is like the creative, generative, like, okay, so do you just need to add more chaos into your world to still be able to achieve and put energy into your businesses and stuff? And I was like, yeah, I just thought it had to look a certain way and had to be a certain way, or, you know, I had to set this time aside and blah, blah, blah. And maybe that's, you know, that does work pragmatically. And also, like, what if I could still go for it anyway, you know, with having her around? And what if she could contribute to whatever I was putting out there, whether it be this radio show or whether it be what is it called? The promoting of it, the book that I'm a contributing offer to that's launching, or whether it's inviting people to classes or calling people or showing up to a meeting for a local collective of healers, you know, and then asking to pull the people in that I do require to assist us. So it's like I say, like stepping beyond and out of a level of control that I've been using. And it's not, don't make yourself wrong when you're like, yeah, I just acknowledge, yeah, there's a lot of control I've been implementing, but is this actually working? And how much chaos can you and I instill to have the business show up and to still have the contribution from your children?
Mama.
Hi, honey. And of course, here she is, because like, here we're both in the house and all that. So that is what wanted to be said today. And here, Victoria on the Voice of Change radio show. Join us again next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.